Blog Talk Radio.
It is April 13th, 2016. My name is Dan Sherry. I consider myself a pragmatist, and on the internet I am the iPragmatist. That includes on my YouTube channel. And I can be reached at ipragmatist@gmail.com. Feel free to send in your thoughts about any of these shows. I assume that I'll get some people who are going to support my views, because I do tend to be pretty grounded, but I also do fully expect to have people who are going to be probably pretty vicious against views that I do have. I always try to preface my shows with just a little bit of background about me, just so if you do listen to this program, you'll have to think about maybe things that you might attack me with based on what I'm about to say, because I don't harbor judgment against people. I tend to be very open in my views, and I don't mind most things that people will do in this life, as long as you don't harm living things. And that does include animals, and I'm just very protective of animals and people, and just a free way of life, a safe way of life, a happy way of life. So I'm not politically correct. I always bring that up, because if you're offended by profanity, if my using four-letter words is going to offend you, then you may not want to listen to my program, because I tend to say what I want, and I do tend to use quite a bit of profanity in what I talk about. And I'm not politically aligned either. I don't ever want to be accused of being a Republican or conservative, Democrat, liberal, fascist, socialist. I don't like labels, at least not for myself. I know other people, many people, have a need for being on a particular team or not. I fully understand that concept, because I grew up through quite a few formative years when I was younger, starting probably late teens through maybe, I don't know, 30s, going into the 40s. I'm in my 50s now. And I am not at all aligned with any particular political persuasion, and I don't believe that our government right now, I don't believe in the government, that there are people who, at least not very many, who are truly Democrat or Republican. I just don't believe that there's a separation between the two now. The system, if you listen to any of the other shows I've done, I talk about how there's a need for the people who are in power now in this government structure and beyond that in a bigger scenario, UN and above, they need to give us the impression that we have a choice, that they desperately have to have that facade up in front of us. And without that, we would discover that we don't really have fair elections. We don't have elections that are real, for that matter. And that's been pretty prominently being displayed over the last few weeks, where they're talking about the Republican Party, the GOP, is talking about, they're talking about canceling elections of all things. Or I'm not quite sure if I'm using the right wording, but they're going out of their way to prevent Donald Trump from being able to get votes and be able to be a consideration for the presidency. And I'm not going to choose any candidates, so don't take what I just said as being my being pro Donald Trump. The only thing I can say about it is I respect really any candidate. I don't necessarily like the views of anyone. I think Donald Trump is, in his own way, I think he's truly a capitalist. I'm a capitalist. I share many views with him, probably more so than any other candidates. And it's only based on, I think, really my having done a tremendous amount of research in my life. I've made an awful lot of observations through my life, and I understand history repeats itself, and I can see what's happening presently in this upcoming election. I can see what the media is doing. I can see what people are doing as far as protesting in different locations. I mean, there are stories, there are articles about how college students, for crying out loud, are going to administrative buildings with tears in their eyes, crying, and going to the people in these colleges, the people who run the colleges. They're crying because people have used chalk and have written Trump 2016 on the sidewalks around the campus. I'll tell you, I can't fathom that. I'm watching this whole world implode, and I'm going to bring up an awful lot of examples of that. And yet, if you've listened to any previous programs on this website that I've done, I do talk about there being a matrix system that we're all stuck in. There's a power structure of a group of very few people who have such incredible sums of money. They can make us think, do, and say what they want us to think, do, and say. And you might refute that, but I did at points in my life. But I've gotten more and more to the point where I understand how totally controlled I have been throughout my life. And it's been fairly recently I've understood this, and I'm pulling myself out of the matrix. I'm not out of it. I don't know if we can ever get out of the matrix. And the matrix it isn't one thing. It isn't just we go out in a given day and there is a pattern that we follow all the time. Some of us do more so than others. It's not the same group of people who are doing the same things to us or whatever. It's our views. It's our ability to pull away from maybe a pattern that we follow often. And just an example of that is I remember a while back, probably in my 30s, I remember struggling with my identity, trying to figure out who I was. And I think most people go through that, some people do it earlier in life, and some people do it later in life. And I did it like I said, probably 20s, 30s, where I didn't understand who I was. I didn't understand if I was a Republican or a Democrat. I didn't understand that. I grew up in a, my mom was a Democrat, my dad was a Republican, and I never understood where I was in this grand scheme of things, but I did come to understand that there were patterns that I was living in, and I came to realize there was something wrong with my reaction, let's say, to Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter or Nixon or Bill Clinton or whoever. And I would have a pre-programmed thought when I saw a particular person. And I'm not a fan of Bill Clinton, for example. I don't like the guy. I never will. I never did. I think he's just a pretty awful person, and I'm free enough to say that. And again, understand that I told you I'm not politically correct. I speak what my mind. I'm not ever going to hold back unless forced to do so. But I would see Bill Clinton, just knowing not just what happened with Monica Lewinsky, for example, that to me was relatively incidental. I don't think I really ever saw that as being something that was significant enough to impeach the guy or whatever. I mean, I think it's pretty awful the things he did relative to that. But what bothered me more so about somebody like Bill Clinton was the things that happened under his regime. And that's what I consider these administrations now. These aren't administrations. These aren't representative people who listen to us. They have completely changed the system around where we have to listen to them now, even though they steal our taxes and they live high on the hog. They're all millionaires. So you look at any of the presidents now, they're millionaires. You look at people in Congress, they're millionaires. Supreme Court, they're millionaires. They've stolen everything from us. Not everything, but too much. And they've left us with a bad economy. There are so many of us in this country out of work. There are people on welfare, people on food stamps, there are people who are just in just an awful lot of trouble, struggling in life. And one of the things that bothered me about Bill Clinton was what he did in Yugoslavia. If you remember the whole Serbian scenario, the war that he brought about over there, and in the just hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people he slaughtered in the chaos that he caused over there. I mean, it just, we, and I'm going to say we, I don't necessarily consider it we, they, Bill Clinton and the military powers that be, went over into these other countries, drew up lines, and completely changed the country landscape. And they went in, I'm going to say they, because I don't feel that I was represented by their going into these other countries, and they just bombed the hell out of them. They slaughtered people, incredible numbers of people. They maimed children. I mean, I that's where I draw the line. And Bill Clinton, of course, would come out, and he's trying to be charismatic, and people just fell all over him and thought he was just the greatest thing in the world. And yet you have to look at what he did in a scenario like that, no different than what Bush did with 9/11 and going into Afghanistan and these other countries, and no different than you can look at the Israelis going into the Palestinian territories and slaughtering children and on and on. I mean, to be able to sit back and watch the wars that just keep creeping up, and to see the violence that exists, and it's repetitive. It never stops. And so here they, and I'm talking about our government, and I don't consider it a government, it's a regime. We are under tyranny right now. I mean, we've been in Afghanistan. We fucked up Iraq horribly. We fucked up Libya, Egypt. We're in Syria now. We are just annihilating that country's infrastructure. Who the fuck are these people to go in there and just slaughter people and destroy electrical grids and bomb oil facilities and kill children and blow up schools? Obama ordered the military to attack what turned out to be a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Syria. And it killed, I forget how many doctors, but who are these fucking people? Where did they come from? How did we allow these monstrosities to get into power thinking that they were representing us? And that's just, I guess, a part of my monologue here. I'm just in awe of the violence that's going on. And it hasn't been just under Bill Clinton. It was under Nixon. It was under Carter. Carter, if you want to look up something of a very tragic story, look up East Timor. East T-I-M, like Mary O-R. Look up East Timor and what Carter did. He armed a specific group of people who went into other areas in East Timor and slaughtered innocent people. And Jimmy Carter caused that to happen. So he walks around on any given day, and he's trying to act like he's just God, that he never did anything wrong, that he should be listened to or whatever. Bill Clinton, the whole Yugoslavia, Serbia thing. You got Bush with, again, the countries I just named. And now you got Obama, who said that if he got elected, he'd get us out of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And any, if anything, he's massively increased the amount of spending in these wars. He's increased the numbers of bases that we've built in the Middle East. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. That's all I can say about these stories, this how history repeats itself, and it just repeats itself, and it repeats itself, and it repeats itself. And we have to be the insane ones in life, because we listen to somebody like Obama come along, and he talks about hope and change. And I've brought this up before, and I'm going to bring it up again, that if any of the rest of you noticed, I did, as Obama was pushing to become president, when he was stumping for president, he had a website, and he listed some 27 things, I believe, that he was going to accomplish in the first year of his presidency. Once he got elected, that listing of those 27 things that were on his website got removed from his website the day he got elected. And it included things like shutting down Guantanamo prison in Cuba, getting out of the wars in Afghanistan. He was going to fix our economy, and on and on. And I don't remember all of the things. I mean, I just can't. But I remember vetting him. I remember looking into who he was, and I was horrified by it, because I understood that through slogans like hope and change and his relative charisma — I don't think the guy's charismatic at all. As a matter of fact, I think he's a dolt. I mean, I don't know that we've ever had a president in history who had to read from teleprompters every single fucking time he talks in front of people. People say he's intelligent. I don't find him intelligent at all. Intelligent. He'll go into an interview with, say, CNN or MSNBC or whoever, the mainstream media, and people will ask him questions, and the questions are very easy for him to answer. Nobody has ever really attacked him and questioned him and put him under the microscope. He's had a free ride, and that's all been planned. It's all been formulated. It's all been put out there in front of us so that we believe that, oh, look at Obama. Look how calm, cool, and collected he is. Listen to his good answers. And yet, if you listen to the guy, it annoys me when I listen to him talk to people when he doesn't have a teleprompter, because he'll sit there and he'll do the kind of thing where he'll say a few words and then he'll stop and say, I mean, he looks at the ground all the time. Just watch him sometime. And I've felt in the past when I talk about Obama in this way that there are going to be quite a few people out there, and I'm assuming anybody's even listening to my radio program, But if I ever really get any number of listeners, I'm going to have people who are going to probably get pretty pissed off that I attacked this guy, and I'm going to be accused of being a racist. And I'm going to tell you something. If you accuse me of being a racist, you can fuck off. That's all I can say about it. Fuck off. Because I don't give a shit about anybody's skin color. You do. That's the problem. If you accuse me of not liking this guy because of his skin color, you're the racist, not me. I look at actions. I look at what people do. Actions speak louder than words. So if this guy comes out and says, I'm going to close down Guantanamo Bay prison, he's almost done with 8 years of his presidency. And that prison is still fucking open. There's still abuses going on in there. He's going to get us out of the Middle East. He's expanded the wars in the Middle East. Yes, he's a puppet. I know this stuff. I get it, you guys. But the thing that I don't like about Obama is that he's a more than a willing puppet. He gets orders to do certain things, and he loves it. He says, absolutely, I'll do that, and I'll make sure that it happens. Whereas somebody else who may have been president may have had a conscience and said, I can't do this. That's what JFK did, John F. Kennedy. He was assassinated because he fought the system. He didn't want to do what the powers that be told him to do. And the main part of this that really bothers me is the violence, the whole violence thing, and how quiet the mainstream media is, for example, when it comes to the slaughter, the maiming, the absolute awful things that are being done to poor children in different countries around the world. I mean, adults, that's bad enough. But when you've got a guy, this Obama guy, this piece of shit, who gets awarded the Nobel Peace Prize as soon as he got elected to the presidency, he got the Nobel Peace Prize. And he's probably slaughtered more people, maimed more children than any other president in history. And it recently came out, the people who gave him the Nobel Peace Prize, by the way, have come out and have said the reason he was given the Nobel Peace Prize was not because of something he accomplished. It was what he said he was going to accomplish, that he was going to stop the wars in the Middle East. And yet he didn't do that. So some of the people who chose him to give the Nobel Peace Prize to have regretted that and have come out in the news and have said, we gave him the Nobel Peace Prize because we believe that he was speaking truth when he said that he was going to stop all the murders and the wars and the slaughter of kids and everything else. And that never happened. And yet, this SOB, Obama, still holds the Nobel Peace Prize. It's the end of my monologue for the most part. But it is a segue into something that I've been doing and I plan on doing in the shows that I'm, these radio programs that I'm doing. I'm going to be talking about articles that I've read, just topics that are at times they're so insane you almost can't believe it. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. So that leads us into the next part of my program here, where I'm going to just read some article titles and just say a thing or two about these particular things. And talking about violence, the whole violence thing, there's a website called activistpost.com, and their stories are pretty accurate, pretty darn accurate, I should say. And they're short, they're to the point, they're not hyped up. They're written by people who are very intelligent, who write very well, very articulate. They use good grammar and on and on. I just personally believe that having a grasp of the language is critically important to being able to get your point across and being able to have intelligent conversation with other people who may disagree with you, which is a big part of a problem I think that we have on this planet. planet right now. I think too many people are just emotional and they're not able to enter into good conversation and instead want to shut other people down. That people want to shut down the blacks, and then people want to shut down the whites and the Black Lives Matter and the Occupy movement and so many different things. And Trump, I mean, how many protests do we hear about with Trump? Whatever happened to free elections? Whatever happened to freedom in our country? People in this country have changed. The whole system has changed. And it's just really, to me, it's just an effing pain in the ass. Anyway, Activist Post, very, very good website if you want to visit. Anyway, here's an article title that I think is disturbing. Terror Profits. Arms makers rejoice as American bombs drop faster than they can make the bombs. And a General Mark Welsh said, "We're expending munitions faster than we can replenish them." Think about that. We're dropping so many bombs around the world, which if you think about it, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, any of the news outlets, they don't report how many bombs we're dropping. They don't report a story like this. They don't tell anybody that we're dropping so many bombs that the companies that make the bombs can't keep up with them. I mean, think about how many bombs these bastards must be dropping on other countries where the companies that make the bombs can't keep up with the demand for the bombs. Think how many people are being killed. Think how many buildings are being blown up. Think how many electrical grids are being destroyed and water systems that supply water to people. Think how many fires are being caused. Think about how many children are being maimed, and adults for that matter. Think about all the damage these bastards are doing. They're not representing me. Obama and NATO and our military, the Pentagon and Department of Defense, none of these pieces of shit represent me. And yet they're taking my tax dollars and your tax dollars to build the bombs, to buy the bombs, to go over in other countries and just absolutely decimate these poor fucking people. Yes, they are puppets to a bigger system, but that's a big part of the problem. That's called the New World Order, and I'll talk about that again on a different call. So anyway, going along somewhat with that same story, here's a story. I find this very, very disturbing. This is also from activistpost.com, and the article title says, "The U.S. just declared Russia is a greater threat than ISIS, paving the way for deadly perpetual war." And they show this fucking piece of shit. If I can, the U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter. Watch this guy in press conferences and stuff. Look how dead his eyes are. This fucking guy doesn't give a fucking shit how many people he kills. Russia is not a problem right now. They are not a threat to anybody. We are a threat to the whole – I shouldn't say we. These bastards who are running this country, this whole tyranny, this regime, Obama's regime, they want war all the time because it makes them money. Think about the military companies that make bombs and tanks and planes and missiles and on and on. They make huge money by going out in the world and just killing everybody. Because if you go out in the world and kill people, there are going to be people who are going to fight back and you're going to get into wars. And it's happened throughout this whole country's history. And the very people who make the money are those who are running the system in the first place. So the more wars we get into, the more wealthy they get, the more power they have, the more wars they cause, the more money they make, the more power they have. And they're able to dangle carrots, if not just threaten people like this fucking jerk, fucking Carter, Ashton Carter, U.S. Defense Secretary. And these bastards come out and say Russia is a threat. Where is Russia a threat? Where have they ever gone? where we hear about how dangerous they are. The only thing that we've heard about them in a long time was they went into Afghanistan years ago. But now they're considered the number one enemy, the number one threat to the U.S. right now. They haven't gone into any countries at all. They've been very, very cool about having world peace. But our military moves in and closer and encroaches on Russia. I mean, the whole thing in Ukraine. I mean, you want to talk about an insane development. Obama stole $5 billion from the U.S. taxpayers, paid a bunch of crazy fucking militant mercenary people who hated Russia, and they went in and attacked the government in the Ukraine and ousted, I forget the guy's name, Yanukovych, I believe, something like that. They ousted this guy in a coup. Obama brought about a coup, C-O-U-P, look it up. That's illegal under international law. But this motherfucker took our money and went in, slaughtered a whole bunch of Russian-friendly people. Innocent fucking people were slaughtered because of what Obama did. And yet he got the Nobel Peace Prize. It just gets right back to what I'm talking about. This you can't make this stuff up. This whole thing is just insane. This whole world is insane, which is why I like to try to expose as much of this stuff as I can. Okay, I'm just trying to see if I had anything else I wanted to talk about as far as violence, and I don't think I did. But here's a disturbing article title. Again, it's Activist Post, and in look up these articles. Look up activistpost.com. These are legitimate people writing legitimate articles. This isn't InfoWars, although I do reference InfoWars articles every once in a while. But this is a very legitimate website. This isn't some website where they just hypothesize, where they just guess at things and say, oh, we think this is going to happen. You might see that once in a while. But by and large, these are stories that are based on real data. Anyway, the article title is "The New Preschool System is Crushing Kids and Making Them Hate Learning." They're talking about Common Core types of teaching techniques. And they're finding that kids hate school now. And they keep pushing this shit on kids younger and younger. This is pre-kindergarten. And these tyrannical bastards running this country have come out and have said they want to tax us more so that they can help parents who have children and have the U.S. taxpayer provide daycare for these kids so that the parents can go work their jobs. Well, that all sounds fine and dandy. That all sounds like, oh, that's terrific, isn't it? What a workable situation. That's wonderful, helping these people. But they don't want to do this to help the parents. They want to be able to bring these kids in and make them think that the government is more important than the family. That's exactly what these bastards are doing. So these poor kids, and they're 2, 3, 4 years old, whatever, end up going into these facilities that are government run. The government doesn't run anything well at all. There's not a single program anybody could name where they've had successes. You probably literally can't name one. They have fucked up everything. Social Security, the educational system, student loan system, on and on. Remember Cash for Clunkers under Obama? Remember this stuff? The complete abject failures, all of them. They have fucked everything up. So here are these poor kids being dragged out of the house. They don't have babysitters. They're not with the parents. They're not at legitimate daycares. They're being brought into government-run daycare systems that are fucking their heads up. And that's going to turn around and make kids get pissed off at the parents. The kids are going to have problems. The parents are going to have problems with the kids, and on and on. And this is going to be a lifelong thing for so many of these kids. Fuck the system. These people who are running this government right now, running our country, they're so fucked up. They are just absolutely fucking people up. And this isn't, you can't repair this stuff. It's irreparable. Anyway, maybe run across another few articles here, and I want to get on to something else. Anyway, here's an article title again, Activist Post. I chose these specifically because I like this website, and I read these articles, and they're pretty awesome. This one says, economic collapse is erupting all over the planet as global leaders begin to panic. The thing that really disturbs me about an article title like this is that the Federal Reserve Bank, that so many people in this country, the U.S., think is a U.S. bank, these people in these banks, these people who own these banks, they either make the economy great or they make us go into recession where we have a bad economy. They choose what they want. We don't live in a world of freedom. We don't have capitalism. We don't have a real economy. We have an economy that's controlled by these motherfuckers in these banks. And right now, we're in a world of hurt. Our economy sucks. And yet they tell us everything's great. We're told unemployment is 5%. It's not 5%. It's close to 30%. There are 94 million people of working age in this country can't find a fucking job. But they don't count those people because those people gave up looking for work. They're still unemployed. They just can't collect unemployment anymore. So they're not counted as being unemployed. And these fuckers are lying to us. Every single thing you turn around and listen to, they tell us how great things are. They tell us that we have this Zika virus is going to kill everybody. Well, they said the same thing about Ebola a few months back. They lie about pretty much every single thing that they talk about. Economic collapse is erupting all over the planet as global leaders begin to panic. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys and gals, if they're really panicking, we should be more than panicking. We should be protesting against this system that's in place that actually is causing the world economy to collapse. This is being done intentionally. You can call me nuts. I can bring up too much information to prove that it's real. Like I said earlier, feel free to write me. So anyway, I'm going to take a segue here. There's one other title here. This is going to lead into another small area here of news, whatever that I want to talk about. There's an article, and this is from my this week's recommended website, aircrap.org. Aircrap, C-R-A-P, like Paul, .org. Terrific website. It focuses on a lot of current news, and it includes, obviously, chemtrails. That's what Aircrap's about. But one of the articles they have here is called, the article title is, Did Chemtrail Flu Kill Merle Haggard? Merle Haggard was a very successful and very, very popular country musician, singer. And he just died recently. And he died from what I remember hearing, he died from complications of pneumonia. There are a lot of people getting sick right now, and there are an awful lot of people who believe that the chemtrails, which are poisons and salts and metals and bacteria-type things, fungus-type things, mold type things, virus type things that are being sprayed from airplanes. Look up chemtrails. And as a matter of fact, don't Google chemtrails because you're going to come across a bunch of websites that are going to say that chemtrails are not real and that people like me who understand they're real, that people like me are nuts. I'm not nuts. Nor is anybody else who understands what chemtrails are. And what they're saying is, the people who actually control the airplanes that spray these chemtrails up in the sky, and if you look up, you'll see the lines Wherever you are, you'll see the white lines. Those are chemtrails. They're poisons and other types of chemicals and biologicals that are making us sick, killing us, causing us to be impotent, not be able to have sex, not be able to have any sperm count. We can't make babies. We're not able to keep the population growing. It causes, these things are causing cancers and on and on. And you can listen to other previous programs where I talk about chemtrails. And I will talk a lot more about chemtrails, as a matter of fact. But there are accusations that there were chemtrails that had flu viruses in them, and that this guy, Merle Haggard, contracted a flu from the chemtrails. I got really sick about a week or so ago, and I'm convinced it was after massive spring we had in New York State where I am. There are a lot of people where I work who cough, sneeze, cough up phlegm constantly. It doesn't stop. And this is happening in a lot of different places. This is not something just make-believe. This isn't a natural flu that's just out in our population. I'm convinced of it myself, and I'll have to do more research. But I do believe that this chemtrail flu is real, and that it's causing people to get really sick. And this guy, Merle Haggard, by the way, was against chemtrails. He knew that there are people out there, companies out in the world, who spray these chemtrails on us. And you might ask, well, why would they spray a chemtrail flu? Why would they spray flu on us as innocent people? And it's because the pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money if we get sick. So the pharmaceutical companies pay these companies to spray flu on us so that we get sick, and the pharmaceutical companies then get to prescribe antibiotics and other types of things to make us better. They make billions, probably tens of billions, hundreds of billions, probably trillions of dollars over the years by making us sick. And we all run to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes us antibiotics and other such things, and it makes the pharmaceutical companies more money, and the pharmaceutical companies are aligned with the banks, and the banks make more money. So this whole thing is real, and it's huge. So this chemtrail flu is said to have been what killed Merle Haggard, that caused him to have pneumonia, that got him to be as sick as he was, and it caused him to die. I got more sick this past week than I have maybe ever in my life. I'm not going to describe my symptoms, but suffice it to say that it wasn't normal what I was sick with. And it's not normal that almost everybody I work with has a really bad cough. Some people have a cough that is, you could describe it as a whooping cough. It's so bad. And they have it every year, every single year. It's pretty awful what's going on with this stuff. And I'll get into more of the whole chemtrail flu thing at another time. But I did want to bring that up as one of the sad stories as of late. And it really is just sad that there are companies out there who are able to do this stuff, and they're not being stopped by our government or the UN or anybody else for that matter. And the reason is because our government, and I don't really consider it a government, it's a tyrannical regime, and the UN and very powerful people are trying to want to get rid of a lot of people because they believe that there are too many people for mankind to survive on this planet. And I think they just plain don't like us. So the more of us they can kill off, the more wealth they are able to take from us. And that gets into a whole different conversation. I talked about it in my last show. People, there's a very big power structure out there of people who have more money than you could ever imagine. more power than you could ever imagine. And they are the ones who are doing this stuff to us. They are killing us off. They are absolutely killing us off. Pretty sad story, really. So anyway, I'm going to go into a different topic here. And I was hoping to have a little bit better of a tie into this discussion from where I was. But you sit back and listen to things you might say and disagree. You might listen to me and say, oh, this guy Dan is nuts. You can think, do, or say whatever you want. I'm not affected by it. You can tell me I'm nuts. I don't care if you tell me I'm nuts. I'll tell you you're nuts for thinking I'm nuts. It's a very simple game of chess. But I was talking a few minutes ago about the economy. If you listen to people like Bernie Sanders talk, he and Hillary, it's more Bernie. To be a socialist, maybe Hillary is considered a socialist. If you listen to them talk in their speeches, their press conferences, debates, or whatever else, they talk about how they're going to be, they want to give people free education and free things, make life free for everybody under a system of socialism. Socialism doesn't work. Liberalism doesn't work. Other than going to a dictionary, I don't know that I could really describe what liberalism and socialism are. I have my own idea. But essentially it is believing in what Hillary Clinton said years ago, that it takes a village, which as soon as I heard that, I'm going to tell you something, I was horrified. I knew we were doomed during that time frame when Bill Clinton was in the White House, he was president, and Hillary was out in the news talking about socialism and how we were going to save everybody and how rather than have people who were successful, that we should all have the same amount of goods, that nobody should have more money than anybody else, and on and on. It all sounds good, but it doesn't work. Margaret Thatcher, if you remember her, she was the Prime Minister of the UK, and she was quoted as saying very famously that socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. If you listen to my previous show, one I did last, a week or two ago, I talked about the power structure. I talked about people who don't like capitalism. Capitalism because it allows people like me or you, people who live in a free country, allows us to go out and make money and become powerful ourselves. Powerful enough to stop from doing things to us that we don't want them to force us to do. Our government should be representative, meaning they should represent us. We pay taxes. That pays their salaries. And we should be able to tell them that we don't want certain laws, that we don't want certain regulations. But they don't see it that way now. And that's where Hillary Clinton is. And I'm telling you, I got to tell you folks, I'm in awe. I'm shocked that there are so many people in the world, and I don't think anybody could be at all intelligent to give any support to somebody like Hillary Clinton. You look in her background, you look at anything from Benghazi where Ambassador Stevens was fucking slaughtered because of what she fucking did. Colonel Gaddafi, who was running Libya, he was one of the most celebrated leaders in the Middle East. He truly helped people. We allowed him, caused him to be killed. I say we, Hillary Clinton did. under Bill Clinton's regime in the White House when he was president, when he was dictator, there were some 200-plus mysterious murders that happened to close friends of theirs, too many to be considered a coincidence. They had these people murdered, Bill and Hillary did. And you can sit back. I'm sure anybody, some of you listening to this, if I even have any listeners out there, there are going to be some of you who are going to sit back and say, oh, God, Hillary Clinton wouldn't do something like that. Bill Clinton wouldn't allow somebody to be killed. That's pretty distant if that's how you feel about this. Hillary Clinton and people like her are fucking sick. They have caused the murders of ungodly numbers of people. Trump came out and said that Hillary Clinton, for example, was personally responsible for the slaughter of some 200,000 to 300,000 children across the world. And you can think what you want about somebody like Trump. The guy's pretty damn sharp. He earned himself billions of dollars. He's a billionaire. Yeah, he might have a wear a toupee or whatever, a hairpiece. He may act a way that you don't like, but he's a legitimate guy. And I'm not supporting him. I'm not voting for him. I'm not Republican. I'm getting back to what I said early on in the program. But the guy at least went out, worked his ass off. He's a billionaire. You have to respect the guy for doing that. Many of you who are sitting back saying, oh, God, Trump's an idiot, whatever, take a look in the fucking mirror and look at who you are. Look at what little you have. Look how little popularity you have. Look how few people you influence in life. Look how little power you have. And then take a look at this fucking guy and compare yourself to somebody who is truly successful and believes in allowing a system to be built that allows anybody to be successful who wants to be. But instead, what these socialists and liberals and fascists and other people do, they don't want people to be successful. That's why they're attacking Trump. That's why they're tricking a lot of you people out there, or tricking other people out there into hating Trump. They're trying to demonize the guy. They're trying to make him look like he's a bad guy. They're trying to make him look like he's going to harm people. He's going to put people to work. Oh, geez, what a terrible fucking thing that would be, wouldn't it? Can you imagine having an economy that really is booming? Again, we haven't had a good economy since the 80s, period. Period. And more people have been put out of work. And when you're out of work, you don't have money. And you don't have food. And you can't put gas in the car if you even have a fucking car. And the government comes along, these fascists and socialists and these liberals, the Bernie Sanders of the world, Hillary Clinton of the world, George Soros of the world, Nancy Pelosi of the world, Harry Reid of the world, and so many others. They come along and talk a big game and act like they really give a flying fucking shit about any of you people who were down and out without a job. And they steal money from people like me who get up every fucking day and go to work and try to make ends meet. Because people like me and a lot of you, we go out and try to make money. We try to build things. We try to help people. We want homes, we want cars, we want good food, good water, clean water. We want the world to be a good place. But what these bastards do is they come along and they've figured out that if they can destroy economies, they can make a lot of people lose their jobs and end up on government support, social programs, welfare, food stamps, subsidized housing, and on. So right now, there are 94 million people out of work. There are more people on food stamps than ever before. There are more people on welfare than ever before. There are more people living in subsidized housing than ever before. There are more people in really bad situations than ever before. So what do these people do? These Obamas of the world and Hillarys. They come along and they raise taxes on the rest of us who are working. And they act as though they didn't have anything to do with destroying the economy and making so many people have to be reliant on the government. And they start demonizing people like me and you. They make these people who are on social programs look at us like we did this to them. We didn't hurt you people out there. If any of you out there are on welfare and getting food stamps, I didn't do a fucking thing to you. It's been Obama and Pelosi and Reid and Hillary and Sanders. It's been all those motherfuckers. They're the ones who destroyed the economy, took away your jobs, your ability to fucking support yourselves, your ability to be a free person, your ability to eat the way you want, live where you want, be free in your mind, your spirit, your life, your body, everything. They fucking took that shit away from you motherfuckers. And yet I go out in a given day and I worry about being in a city, let's say, where I go into a restaurant because Black Lives Matter groups are going to come in and start screaming at me as though I fucking did something to them. I didn't do a fucking thing to anybody on this fucking planet. Not a goddamn person. Never hurt anybody. And I never would. And yet I get blamed. And you people who are listening, who are working and trying to make the system work, you get fucking blamed. And we didn't do a fucking thing to hurt these people. The same thing with the Occupy movement. I talked about that last show. Same types of people went down to New York City in this Occupy movement and fucking protested outside innocent people's businesses and caused them to go bankrupt because nobody could get inside their restaurants or whatever to eat and spend money so that their business could survive. And then what are the people doing in the Occupy movement, for example? They just picked up and walked away. They left all their shit, trash everywhere, hundreds of thousands of dollars of cleanup it took. And I'm supposed to sit back and appreciate this. I'm supposed to look at somebody like Hillary and say, yeah, you go, Hillary girl. You got your own slogan like fucking Obama's hope and change. What a crock of fucking shit. What's Hillary's slogan now? Something like, let's make America great again or some stupid thing. I mean, it's insane. They caused the problems. They caused the reasons why so many people are hurting right now. They caused it. You're out there and you don't have anything and you're broke. And you're on food stamps and you're receiving welfare and you can't find a job and you have to take fucking public transportation because you don't have a car, because you don't have a job. You really need to analyze it, or any of you out there who are working in the same boat that I am. We need to maybe educate these people to make them understand we didn't do a fucking thing to these people who are broke, out of work. They need to understand that it's the people like Obama and Hillary, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all these fucking people who have so much money, it would make you sick to recognize how much money they have. The poor people in this country need to understand it's the fucking government that put them in that situation and not us. That's the problem with socialism, liberalism, and this whole resulting entitlement mentality. People think that they're entitled to have stuff because those of us who get up every goddamn day and go to work and bust our asses and have our taxes taken away, they act like we did it to them. We didn't do a fucking thing. And I'm absolutely sickened by this whole thing. Anyway, I've got 10 seconds left on my show. Again, it is April 13th, 2016. Hope you all enjoyed the show. I'll be back this coming Saturday, the 16th. And hopefully I'll have some people out there to give me some feedback. Let me know what you think.